came to live with so much more, and how this has changed the course of history. Like other key concepts in history, consumption has not had a fixed meaning over time. The term originally derived from the Latin word consumere, which first arrived in French in the 12th century, and from there found its way into English and other European languages. At that time, it meant the using up and physical exhaustion of matter. Food, candles, and firewood were consumed. So was the body when attacked by an illness, hence the English use of consumption for the wasting disease, tuberculosis. To confuse matters, there was the similar-sounding consumare, which meant to complete something, as in Christ's last words, "It is finished, consummatum est." In actual usage, waste and finish were often rolled into one. Between the 17th and 20th centuries, the term underwent a miraculous metamorphosis. Consumption progressively ceased to mean waste or destruction, and instead became something positive and creative. From the late 17th century, economic commentators began to argue that the purchase of goods and services not only satisfied individual wants, but in the process enriched a nation by enlarging the market for producers and investors. Personal vanity